The chief legal counsel for the city of Springfield, Massachusetts, is advising the city council not to move forward with a plan to put a board of civilians in charge of the police department. Springfield City Solicitor Ed Pakula sent a memo to councilors warning the city would be open to greater liability from lawsuits under a proposed ordinance already given preliminary approval by the council to create a 5-member board of police commissioners to run the police department. Pakula, speaking at a meeting of the council's public safety committee, said he believes the proposed ordinance is in conflict with the city's charter because it would usurp the mayor's authority to organize the management of city departments.
It's an invalid ordinance.
The city council gave the proposed ordinance first step approval on a voice vote on November 14th. A final vote could occur at the council's next regularly scheduled meeting on December 5th. 10 of 13 city councilors have signed on as co-sponsors, which would be enough to override a likely veto by Mayor Dominic Sarno.
I think you should work with the mayor to try to find some means of going forward that's in the best interest of the city.
A mayoral-appointed police commission ran the Springfield Police Department for decades until it was abolished in 2005 by the state-appointed control board that was running Springfield at the time. A series of police officer misconduct cases prompted the effort to revive the police commission. Police Commissioner John Barbieri, a 29-year veteran of the Springfield Police Department, who was appointed by Sarno to run it in 2014, urged councilors not to go back to a system he described as political and divisive.
There were certain people that were above the police commissioner with the chief's ability to control. There were people that were promoted that never should have been promoted. There were people that hired that never should have been hired.
Barbieri claimed reforms he's initiated as police commissioner would not have been possible under a civilian police commission.
And basically, in 2.5 years, my team has done we move the ball forward at a tremendous level. You can't affect the type of change that I think people want in 2.5 years. You can only move the ball forward. And I think we have.
He said the handling of police misconduct cases would not be more transparent under a police commission because officers have rights to privacy and due process. Complaints against police officers are considered by a mayoral-appointed hearing board that makes recommendations to the police commissioner.
No police commissioner has ever overruled the CPHB, myself included. The only thing I've ever do is go above and beyond. If I thought that it deserved a suspension as opposed to a written reprimand, I've gone above.
The Public Safety Committee did not make a recommendation on the proposed ordinance to the full council. The committee chairman, Councillor Tom Ash, opposes the ordinance and urged his fellow councillors to tread carefully.
But I just want to make sure that all the information is out there, the correct information, and that we're acting responsibly and not in a reactive way, but more of a proactive way. To the latest incidents that have occurred.
The proposed ordinance creating a civilian police commission to run the police department would not take effect until 2019, when Barbieri's current employment contract with the city expires. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.